This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We live in a world where it has never been easier to indulge oneself. And sometimes you can indulge yourself to death. Whatever your pleasure, it's out there. Easy to find. Literally clicks away. It's on your phone. And we expect young minds to be able to navigate the challenges of life with that kind of information at their fingertips. And they have to do this without any critical training, critical thinking training, or any other type of training of how to use their minds in the right way than at any time in history. We have an education system that isn't teaching them to be adults, but in fact is infantilizing them, making them actually revert to being little kids. Take away your child's phone and watch the tantrum that they throw. Watch their attitude become something you've never seen. They go from being what looked like normal kids to being monsters. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We teach these kids now that the more flamboyant you are, the more out there you are, the more notoriety you're going to get. I mean, look, it's one thing to be bold and be who you are and embrace your individuality. I don't have any problem with any of that. Done naturally. Done not to impress somebody, but to bring out your inner self. Literally, I'm having this conversation with my younger son the other day about you're good who you are, man. You don't have to impress anybody. If you even feel like you have to impress somebody, you probably have the wrong set of friends. That you owe nobody anything. If they can't accept you for who you are, who, by the way, this is a smart, good-looking kid. I don't like the way he dresses. These kids today wear pajamas in public. Now, maybe I'm just an old fogey, but I just don't think it. I mean, I don't get it. But they do. You go to school today. It isn't kids being fashionable, at least not that I've seen. It's kids, you're like, what the heck? It's like they just got out of bed. Anyway, going back to this, these kids today now, they seek approval from cliques. They want to be validated all the time. And they want to be validated no matter what. They don't, you know, if you're obese, their kids morbidly obese, and they're getting TV shows and things like this and celebrating obesity as if that's a good thing. Look, again, if you want to be morbidly obese and that's your goal, I don't have a problem with it. But here's what I will tell you. It is a health hazard, and you shouldn't be encouraging other people to be morbid and obese. My 800-pound life or whatever. You know, actually trying to glamorize obesity. What next? My 50-pound anorexic life? My drug-addicted life? It's insane watching stuff that goes on. And I get it. If someone is suffering from anorexia and you don't want them to feel bad about themselves, there should be some encouragement, but not encouragement that leads them down a path of ultimately it could be death. One of the most popular people on the planet is very popular for having done absolutely nothing, and that's Kim Kardashian. And I'm not bashing her. Not at all. No offense to her, but her claim to fame is having made a sex tape and having jumped from relationship to relationship, all in an effort to build her star power, her Q score, and she's done it. And you people may look at that and go, wow, you know, Kevin, she's done amazing. Yes, she has, and I don't decry any of that. And I think that some of the things that she's able to do with that have been good, like getting this lady out of prison through President Trump. with the first chance, second, I mean, first, yeah, what was it? First step, second chance acts. But her notoriety came out of nothing. She produces nothing. She's Hunter Biden, you know, what, with no influence to sell. And then it became all about sex appeal, which, again, is fine. She put the work in there. There's no question about that. But we encourage kids to do the dumbest things to get even more dumb people to watch them doing the dumb things. Build that YouTube channel, that Instagram channel, that TikTok channel, and have people watch you doing stupid stuff. We now have mental illnesses that we never dreamed of. People addicted to their phones. People addicted to the clicks. And what? And there's a variety of apps. What's available on your phone? I don't even know what's out there, to be honest with you. I mean, I barely use my phone as a phone. But all the apps that are out there that are, again, completely indulging, let you indulge whatever thing you want to indulge. And I say this leading up to the death of adult film star Cagney Lynn Carter. They say she got her start in the industry back in the mid-2000s, and she died in Cuyahoga County not too long ago, and she committed suicide. And they act as if, well, she was suffering from mental illness. Really? Let me give you a clue. The fact that she wanted to become an adult film star tells you that she suffers from a mental illness. And that mental illness may have to do with leftism, who says promiscuity and all this stuff. It's okay. No problem. Go indulge yourself. Do whatever you want. What was her family life like? Did anybody care? This woman died from a mental illness created by leftism. Jessie Jane, an actress who appeared in Entourage and Bad Girls Club. She died. By the way, before I get to that, Cagney Lynn Carter was 37 years old. Jessie Jane was 43 years old when she died. Her real name was Cindy Taylor. Died by her boyfriend. And they're trying to figure out why she died. Well, you want to know what they found out? Drug overdose. You think maybe her drugs had to do with her mental illness? You remember the name Dakota Skye, an adult film star who appeared in more than 300 pornographic videos from 2013 to 2019, found dead in her Los Angeles motorhome a couple years ago. Lauren K. Scott was her real name. She died at the age of 27. You think it was from a mental illness? Yeah. We're making kids mentally ill with the nonsense. They said of this young girl, she was stalked by demons like no one will ever understand. I think we do understand her demons.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
And you take a look at the people of Haiti. I was at Little Haiti the other day in Florida, and I want to tell you, they hate the Clintons, because what's happened in Haiti with the Clinton Foundation is a disgrace. And you know it, and they know it, and everybody knows it.
Trump, prophetic yet again. Debate with Hillary Clinton. He's explaining what the Clintons have done in Haiti. He says, you've done nothing. This is in, what, 2016? Donald Trump is talking about this? Chaos in Haiti. People dying. People starving to death. People running for their lives. They had to send Marines over to protect the embassy. This is unbelievable. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Look at the outcome of Haiti. Look at what's going on in America. I mean, that Donald Trump predicted. He says, look at what the Clintons have done. They've had billions of dollars that have gone through. I don't know the situation in Haiti. I've never been. I wanted to go. I did. I wanted to go. Think about this. This is an island nation. They should be feasting on tourism. I mean, they have beautiful people. They speak Creole, French, and English. I mean, they've got a lot going for it. And now they're being run by, warlords. I don't know if they're drug lords. Here's what MSNBC wrote. A long simmering crisis over Haiti's ability to govern itself, particularly after a series of natural disasters. So they're blaming natural disasters. Pretty soon, it'll be climate change. Look at what climate change did to Haiti. We need more money to go to climate change so we do not have more situations like Haiti. I can hear John Kerry saying it now. Wow. The de facto president is stranded in Puerto Rico and its people is starving to death and live in fear, they say, of rampant violence. See, this is what leftism does. It pretends to take care of something. It pretends to deal with something. And then it looks the other way. These people are in turmoil. Think about Afghanistan. The number of Americans that left Afghanistan or left in Afghanistan when Joe Biden left them behind, and the stories we were getting about them trying to escape. Now, who are we bringing over? We're bringing over Chinese, Middle Eastern, fighting age men, Russian men, whatever, all nationalities. And there is a legitimate crisis in Haiti. By the way, the Clintons were all over this. The chaos engulfing the country has been bubbling for more than a year, they write, only for it to spill over into the global stage on Monday night as Haiti's unpopular Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, agreed to resign once a transitional government is brokered by other Caribbean nations and parties, including the U.S. So let me put it this way. Joe Biden is in danger of having another war. Long live Toussaint, the Haitian who led the revolution. Goodness gracious, man. Can this guy have stability anywhere? They said, but the very idea of a transitional government brokered not by Haitians but by outsiders is one of the main reasons Haiti, a nation of 11 million, is on the brink. I want you to think about this. Haiti is less than the size of, I mean, it's much smaller than New York City. It's the size of maybe a couple of America's bigger cities. And I'm not talking about New York, or it may be the size of L.A. It's not a big place. Can you guys look up the GDP of Haiti? Let me put it in perspective with what I do know. You can give me the Haiti number. The gross domestic product of New York is $1.7 trillion. This was in 2021. $1.7 trillion. The majority. And by the way, New York trails Texas and California. New York would rank as the 12th largest economy in the world if it were its own country. The state of New York. You got a number? Haiti's gross domestic product is less than $21 billion. So Haiti's GDP at $20 billion is what? 1/8 that of New York. 1/8. New York City's GDP, because you know in the state of New York, New York City's a big part of the GDP, probably half. New York City's got to be 3 times the GDP of Haiti. Now, it's probably got double the population. But let me ask you this. If you said to me, Kevin, you could have New York or you could have Haiti to build on. I know people like New York. I'd take Haiti. It would be a lot cheaper to build on. And I would have it's international in New York, but I would take Haiti. I'm just telling you, I would. Maybe it's because I like warmer weather. I like the Caribbean. That just putting it in perspective. The Clintons have run billions of dollars through Haiti, and there is nothing to show for it. The United States has been interfering with Haiti in multiple administrations, nothing to show for it. Let me put it a different way. If Donald Trump were to look at the Haiti situation, he'd fix it. He wouldn't play around. He'd go, let's get it done. We are throwing a lot of money at stuff for no reason. Ukraine. $170 billion, give or take. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to cover your ears if you don't want to hear this. There'll be nothing for it. We'll get nothing out of it. Russia is going to take over Ukraine, period. Not by choice, but because of all the international attention. And if Putin's going to, I can tell you, Putin's going to say, look, if you're going to make me a pariah, you're going to make me a bad guy, I'm going to go ahead and do it. Isn't that how you feel? If you get accused of something, you go, look, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Eventually, you're going to go, you know what? If you're going to keep accusing me of doing it, I'll just do it. The fault in Haiti lies with a feckless Joe Biden government. This wouldn't be happening in Haiti if Trump were president. I'm convinced of that. He would have been told, here's what's going on. He would have gone over and said, we can give you aid and figure out how to fix it. I don't know what the strategic value of Haiti is. I don't. I don't know that America needs to be over there anyway. I think typically when Americans like Hillary Clinton go over into these Caribbean nations and some of these third world countries, it isn't to help them. It is to figure out how to profiteer. That's all it is. They go and they go, oh, they see gold on the street and then the natives don't know what it is. And the guys go, oh, what's this? And they go, oh, I don't know. These are little rocks we find. And they go, well, we'll take those rocks off your hand. They pilfer. By the way, the Clintons did mine gold in Haiti. They own grain. You go look at the Clinton family, what they're doing in Haiti. They should be arrested. And that's why when Trump said they're hated, the Haitians hate him, he wasn't kidding. I know it for a fact in New York. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Tim Berg. A judge in Atlanta is rejecting a bid to disqualify Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis for prosecuting former President Donald Trump and his co-defendants for trying to overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election. The judge ruling Willis can remain on the case, but she must cut ties with the deputy she had a romantic relationship with. As far as what this means for the embattled DA, former Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins says,
the problem you have going forward for Fannie Willis, and she's got to make a real decision here. here. Is it worth going forward with her at the helm with all of this that has been tainted? We've not ruled out bar complaints and also the Senate investigation here in the state of Georgia.
Cleanup continues after tornadoes struck Indiana and Ohio. Officials saying at least three people died in the tornado in Ohio and others were hurt in a separate tornado in Indiana. Heavy damage was reported in different areas of Ohio after five tornadoes were confirmed in the state. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I love it when people come at something from a different perspective and something that I haven't thought of. And Megyn Kelly did that recently. And Megyn, I got to tell you, when I got on Fox, and Megyn helped me to get on there, by the way, because I did a hit on her show. I think I've told this story before, but I got called about 20 minutes before Megyn had to go on live. And the producer called me, Kevin, can you do a hit on Megyn's show? I was like, yeah, when? What day? Now! We need you now! And I was like, you do realize it was 20 or 25 minutes before the show. And I go, it's 20 minutes. We know you're close to the studio. And Megyn said, call Kevin. I said, okay, fine. I said, you got a topic? They go, just go to the studio. We'll have it. So I throw on a dress shirt. I put a tie over. I had shorts on. I put a tie on my, you know, over my shoulder, jump in my car, I dry shave. It was a 7-minute drive to the theater, I mean to the studio. I dry shave on the way. This is like a Thursday night or something. So I finished dry shaving, told Melissa where I was headed. I get to the studio, get out of the car, the door is open. They are waiting for me. I mean, let me tell you, if I could have gotten helicopter service, Fox would have done it. It was like anything at all cost. So I go there. I don't have time really for makeup, not in the makeup studio. They're going to do makeup in the chair. Not that I need it. I mean, look at me. But anyway, so they decide they were going to try to mess with perfection, but I'm in the chair. So they're putting on my IFP, my earpiece, and I can barely hear New York's checking on different things. They're routing it through my, not through my shirt, but putting it on my ear, but making sure it's clipped onto the back. And it's probably now we've got 4 minutes to get going because, it took me a few minutes to go grab my gear to get in the car, a few minutes to get there, about 7 minutes from the studio, get out of the car, get in the thing. So I've got about 4 minutes. And they're putting me together. The lady's trying to put on makeup while they're messing with my shirt and all this. And then I hear New York say, Kevin, I knew they knew I was in the chair, but they're like, we'll be back to you. Give us a countdown. I was like, I'm ready. So they come back, Kevin, New York, can you give us a quick countdown? Because they're checking levels. I'm like, 10, 9, 8, we're good. Okay. And so I go, New York, can I get a topic? No, quiet. 2 minutes? I hear, they give you the countdown, 2 minutes. And I'm like, ooh, 2 minutes. All right. So I hear when it's quiet, they're not live and they're not messing with you in New York. But when you hear this thing, it opens up, you can hear it. And I was like, New York, can I get a topic? And yeah, Kevin, we'll be with you. A minute, 1 minute. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So now I'm buttoned up. The lady's putting a little powder on my face. Make sure we're good to go. I fix myself. I have this procedure. Then I give my little, I look up real quick. I say a prayer to God to give me the words. And I hear 30 seconds. And I say, New York, can I get a topic? Nothing. I hear the countdown. 5, 4, 3. Boom, Megan comes in live. That's when I hear the topic. So I'm discerning what the topic is because she's going to do the toss. And the toss is when it's time for me to talk. So, boom, she does the toss. And I pick up like I've known the topic the whole time. And I'm just, well, Megan, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. Now, keep in mind, I'm doing a radio show. I'm doing other hits on other shows. So I'm ready to go. I just needed to know the topic so I could formulate, you know, some idea. I had zero knowledge. So we finish up. Producer, you know, New York says, okay, Kevin, we're out. I start taking off the thing, and a producer comes on. Kevin is like, yeah. She goes, thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. And so she's excited. And I said, no problem. You know, she goes, you just knocked it out of the park. I take the thing off. I said, well, I appreciate you. I'm happy you're happy. I get in my car. Another break during the show happened, and Megan called me and said, Kevin, you're such a pro. And I keep in mind, I didn't have a deal at the time. She goes, you're such a pro. She goes, I just want to tell you. She goes, I get your talking points. She goes, your talking points are better than people that are on the payroll. And I know that. And I'm tired of that. And she fought to get me as a contributor. Now, so did Hannity and others. But she was one of my main people, which is some surprise I haven't done her show yet. But I always thought of her as being sharp. She's not the sharpest one at Fox. I think O'Reilly was more, he texted me more in terms of being on point. But I like Megan's show. And at one point, we argued about something. That was when I realized she was not quite the staunch conservative as I thought she was. Now, I give you that as a backdrop because I do want to say this. She wasn't there because just for her looks. She's a sharp lady. You know, attorney, knows what she's doing. I think she's an attorney. But what she said about E. Jean Carroll, this thing we're about to play, was provocative. I actually want to get with a panel of women and have them discuss this topic with us. So let's play the Megan clip.
Know her, I don't remember ever meeting her, and it's a nutcase. You now get sued not just for sexual assault, but for defaming me because you called me a kook. You're not allowed. See, what the law is basically saying is you can say, I deny those claims. It did not happen. I did not rape anybody. But if you say, this person's a lunatic, she's making this whole story up, that's defamation that could potentially cost you almost $100 million. So that's what just happened to Donald Trump. And his alleged victim is, I've never seen somebody so happy to have allegedly been raped.
I had such great ideas for all the good I'm going to do with this money. First thing, Rachel, you and I are going to go shopping. We're going to get completely new wardrobes, new shoes, motorcycle for Crowley, new fishing rod for Robbie. Rachel, what do you want? Penthouse? It's yours, nothing. Rachel. Penthouse and France? You want France?
She is giggling on every single show about her alleged rape and how people think rape is sexy. And she didn't really think she was raped. And anyway, they came up with this really good idea to go after Donald Trump because he's a terrible man and he changed the abortion laws. And, you know, we really have to get him. And yeah, you know, I have all my money and I'm going to take Rachel Maddow to France and we're going to work on women's rights, which basically, as far as I can tell, means just the ability to kill your unborn child. And the woman next to her, who was her lawyer for the whole thing, she's going to help her because she's also a woman's right advocate.
Very insightful. Now, some of you may have felt the same way. Intuitively, you were like, you know what? She's not a good rape victim. I know I've said that, but I didn't say it the way Megyn Kelly said it. It really resonated with me. And I'm curious, if you're a woman, I'd love to hear from you. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The idea that this woman is, oh, yeah, we're going to go shopping. I'm going to take your money. I don't know much about sexual assault. I mean, I only know it from a male perspective. And that's a limited perspective. And don't misunderstand me because men are sexually assaulted, too. But it's not to the degree of women. We don't run around with that as a worry in our minds. I don't go to a frat party and go, I hope, you know, one of these guys doesn't rehypnol me. And, you know, next thing I find out with, you know, got Vaseline between my butt cheeks. I don't feel that way. Maybe I should have, but I didn't. But I think women do grow up with this sort of a fear of sorts. I know as a father, if I had daughters, my biggest fear would be them being date raped or whatever. So, or just sexually assaulted in any way. But here's what I will make you a bet. I don't think that if it legitimately happens to a woman, that she would behave like E. Jean Carroll. That she would be like, oh my goodness, yes, so we got this big win. In fact, when I've seen it on TV, and I can only relate to it from those emotions. When I've seen women, you know, like with court cases where they go, you know, you testify against the guy because you got to help. In reality cases, as well as in the ones from Hollywood, most of the women, when they get, they're like, this is not for the money. This is to prevent this from happening to somebody else. This is to prevent somebody from never having experienced this trauma that I would feel. E. Jean Carroll is a kook. There's nobody that can deny that. You look at her interviews, she's a kook. She's a woman that, I'm telling you, I think they said she has sued 7 men for accusing them of sexual assault. She's a kook. She's a person that you spend 2 minutes with and you go, okay, I'm going to walk the other direction. I don't even want people to know I spoke with her. Donald Trump said, I don't know this woman. I have no knowledge of her. I may be in a picture with her. I can guarantee you this. I've talked about this before. I'm in pictures with women. If you ask me point blank, do you know that? I would be like, no. Kevin, have you ever been with this woman? Hey, no, I've never been. Then, well, what's this? Oh, shoot. Yeah, I forgot I was at this event and I took a picture with her. Or they'll show me the picture and I still won't remember her. That's just the way it is. But you can be sued for this, and this is what they did to get Donald Trump. This is the level that the left is willing to go to make their point. You pick the wrong person, and we will persecute them into oblivion.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So 58% of voters believe that Biden's DOJ is a hypocritical organization. This is a Rasmussen poll. Selectively prosecuting political opponents like in a banana republic. That was a quote. 64% say Trump indictments are wrong, serious, and banana republic. That's Rasmussen. I think it validates what many of us believe. I think if you limit that to just conservatives, it's overwhelming. Not that 58% and 64% aren't, but I mean, I think you get into the 80s and 90%. How could you not see this? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. It's crazy. All this stuff is backfiring on the left. I talked earlier about the banana republic that is as it relates to the January 6th stuff. I'm going to read this. This is from the Federalist. Former Rep. Liz Cheney J6 committee suppress evidence that Donald Trump pushed for 10,000 National Guard troops to protect D.C., a previously hidden transcript that had been obtained by the Federalists as well as other people. Cheney and her committee falsely claim there was no evidence to support Trump's official claims the White House had communicated its desire for 10,000 National Guard troops. In fact, an early transcribed interview conducted by the committee included precisely that evidence from a key source. Now, I know this will surprise nobody that listens to my show. We've been talking about all this stuff, and I got to tell you, the thing that really bothers me the most is when I play by the rules and I get penalized. I have done nothing for the last 15 plus years, going into our 16th year doing this, except play by the rules. If I don't care, George Bush, Lincoln, Reagan, whatever, whoever made a mistake, I'm willing to fall on the sword. People ask me all the time, they would say, well, Kevin, why didn't you say all this stuff when George Bush was doing it? And I go, I wasn't politically active. I look back at Bush in retrospect, horrible president. He was a terrible president. Most of us voted for him because he was a Republican. It was as reptilian as I say Democrats are today. I was a Republican. I still believe for mostly the right reasons. Obviously, they freed the slaves. They passed all the civil rights stuff. I knew enough history to say I'm going to vote Republican. I'm not that stupid. But it was reptilian as to who it was. I didn't know George Bush was a rhino. Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, all these people. They're rhinos. Bush used to talk about compassionate conservatism. It was a euphemism for being a leftist. He was a leftist. So when people said, what did you do? I didn't do anything. But now what do? I criticize him. Romney, I voted for that clown. Now what do? I criticize him. And they're still, they think of themselves as Republicans. I don't care. I've seen enough evidence to go, no, you're not. You're not a Republican. You're a joke. Do you think Democrats are going to do that? By the way, I'm also the person that says Bill Clinton, as it turns out, was a good president. I put my money where my mouth is. And I'll tell you this, Barack Obama, horrible president. Donald Trump, amazing president. Joe Biden, worst president in American history. It's just the way it is. I'm not going to look back later and go, oh, geez, I made a mistake about Trump or I made a mistake about Obama. No, I'm living through this. I'm going through it, doing the research. I'm no longer not plugged in. Neither are you. You're plugged in. You're now making the right choices. You're going, I get it. And you know what you also have done? You now see how this government works. You see how George Bush enacted the Patriot Act, acting as if he's doing us a favor. What he did was he took advantage of our weakness. We were all, let's do it. Let's go get those bad guys. It doesn't matter what it takes. So take away our rights while you go after these radical Muslims. Not cool. We never should have done it. So we got ballyhooed, bamboozled. And we woke up. And now we're looking at stuff. We're looking at the FISA courts. We're looking at the DOJ. I used to think the DOJ was sacrosanct. I thought the FBI worked for the public good. Now I look at it in retrospect and I go, mm-mm. The FBI's always been crooked. They take good people. They squeeze you. They say, you're going to help us or else. And they will use any means necessary to get you to do what they want you to do. And they don't care. And they tell you, how many movies have you seen where the FBI agent goes, I don't care, I'm the FBI. I can do what I want. Yeah, have you seen a movie, unless the movie is about the FBI doing something good, the tactics and methods of the FBI are criminal. They really are. I know when Dragnet was on, I used to watch the FBI. Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., the FBI, not Dragnet, the FBI. I thought the G-Men were the best guys on the planet. And now I know maybe they were back then, but they're not anymore. You think your representatives really represent you, that they're going to do something positive for you? Since when? Liz Cheney. This committee lied about Donald Trump. Why? We all know they wanted to use January 6th as the ruse of everything that's gone since then. I talked about it earlier in the first hour. What goes up must come down. Everything that these people are doing to use January 6th has blown up in their faces. And it's only going to... The 91 indictments is now... I don't know. Is anybody doing the ticker backwards? Where are we at now? Colorado gone. Maine. I don't even know if they counted those. But I know 6 indictments dropped off in Georgia. I know there are more that are dropping off elsewhere. So, you know... It's going to get down to zero. What do you do when you faked an insurrection? You're the one who caused it. You're trying to blame somebody else, and then they find out about it. What happens then? And oh, Republicans, when are you going to make them pay for their lies and their deceit? I think that America's waiting on that. I know I am. I'm like, when are you people going to do something? Cheney frequently points to skeptics of her investigation to the government publishing office website that posted, she said, transcripts, documents, and exhibits in our meticulously sourced 800-page final report. That website provides supporting documents to the claims made by Cheney and fellow anti-Trump enthusiasts. However, transcripts of fewer than half of the 1,000 interviews the committee claims it conducted are posted on that site. And you know what we learned about that committee? They destroyed evidence. Now, if you and I destroyed evidence, we'd go to jail. If they can't present the evidence that they claim is against you, you go free. Not in the case when you're trying to do a smear. The former J6 Select Committee apparently withheld Mr. Ornato's critical witness testimony from the American people because it contradicted their narrative. Ornato's testimony proved that Mark Meadows, who was President Trump's chief of staff, had said all along, President Trump offered 100,000 National Guard troops to secure the Capitol, and it was turned down. Now, I know how many of you feel, because we've all been talking about this. You've been talking to me privately about it. These people should be in jail. The January 6th committee was made up. It was a hit job. It was not a committee to find out the truth. It was a committee to make sure that the predetermined truth is what got out. That's what it was about. And we have a government that is okay with that. We have a party that's okay with that. I've already given you examples of where I've said no go. You already have heard me say many times, I don't care who's in power, who's being prosecuted, targeted, or whatever, Republican, Democrat, Independent. I want the truth, and I want it delivered, and I don't care if it makes Obama look good or if it made Joe Biden look good. Give me the truth. And they don't do it. And we got to ask ourselves why. Well, we know why. We have a crooked government. We have a crooked system. We live in a banana republic. We want to believe that things are going our way. It's sad to believe, though, of what type of government we really have.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.